Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with Jay Stu and K Stu.
All right, it's Jay Stu, and once again, we're here at the Mighty Sketchbook Comics, and we're here with our good friend Joel. Hey, man.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Very good.
Right off the top, I just want to say thank you to you and Jeff for taking part in our free comic book day recording. It's been our most liked comic book segment so far.
Awesome.
It just beat the record set by the very first appearance of you and Jeff, actually.
That's great.
Yeah, we had a great time in here, too.
Break our own records.
It's amazing. Well, there's people still always linking on to your old segments, too, so maybe you'll break the record with the old segments.
Perfect.
Cool. So I just want to say thank you again, and you had a great time in here that day and a lot of good deals. And as much as I like your opinion, we weren't big fans of Southern Bastard.
Yeah, I heard. Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, too rednecky, as Cass said.
Yeah, you guys are really spot on, usually with the recommendations, and I don't know, we just couldn't get into it.
I can appreciate that. A lot of other people disagreed, but that's fine. Everybody's got to like different stuff.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Now, did you also read The Nailbiter? I know Jeff posted a creepy image of that.
I did read Nailbiter. Did you read Nailbiter?
I haven't seen that one yet, no.
It was really good.
Yeah?
Spoilers. So if you plan on reading it, you know, hit pause for a minute or two or skip it or whatever. It's about serial killers. So, you know, it's not for everyone, but it's a pretty, it looks like an interesting take on the idea of serial killers. This town has had multiple serial killers come from it, and someone feels that they've broken the mystery as to why they come from that. So that's basically the lead into the book. It was good. It's creepy. It's the Nailbiter character in it is odd. You don't get much interaction with him because obviously he's, you know, the serial killer in it. You actually interact with like the cop type characters in it. Okay. Is what you're reading about. But it was very good, better than I was expecting. I really wasn't expecting anything out of it, but you know, another solid independent book.
Cool. What else have you been reading lately?
So last week, Original Sin. Was really good. It's always interesting when they want to try and kill off a character as big and as major as the Watcher. You know what I mean? Not a major player. Like, it's not like he's in every comic like Wolverine or Spider-Man or something like that. But, you know, he's an immortal. He's been around since the beginning of the Marvel Universe, and he's seen everything that's ever happened, which is why somebody's killed him. So it's a very big concept to try and pull off a murder mystery revolving around that, because that's really what it is a murder mystery.
Okay.
You know, Captain America gets pulled in with Thor and Wolverine and I think Black Widow. Yeah, Black Widow, like, as the first people to respond to it. Okay. And then they're like, yeah, we're going to need Nick Fury to investigate, because somebody has to be impartial. So then Nick Fury gathers other people to go investigate, because Nick Fury's basically of the opinion that everyone's a suspect.
Okay.
So as long as it keeps along those lines, we're in for a solid run on that book.
Okay. Yeah, I was actually going to ask your opinion on that one, because I feel like I've been burned on the last couple Marvel big event miniseries.
Yeah, I could appreciate that. I don't think we're going to get burned by this one, because it's Jason Aaron writing the book. And although he wrote Southern Bastards and you didn't enjoy that.
I've liked his other work.
All his Marvel stuff has always been very good. So I don't think we're going to get that Battle of the Atom fallout where you got to the end of it and felt like almost nothing happened. I don't think the Watcher is going to magically pop back to life at the end, and there'll be no ramifications from everything that happened in the book. I just don't feel that that's the way that this would go.
Okay, so no Age of Ultron type?
I don't think so. No, because there's nothing goofy. There's no time travel. There's nothing oddball going on here. I think it's going to be a murder mystery, and then solid ramifications for whoever did it and what they've managed to do with what they've done. I don't want to spoil too much stuff, because it was actually pretty interesting. I think people should actually read the book and just, you know, take it for what it is, because it was good.
Okay, I may check it out then. What were your thoughts on the DC event, the Future's End, so far?
So far, I've really liked it. I'm worried, wacky stuff that happened. Did you read it?
I read the zero issue and the first issue.
So there, a lot of wacky stuff happened in the first issue. Some things explode that I didn't expect would explode. I realize it's 5 years in the future, mm-hmm. and obviously none of that stuff actually has to take place because it's 5 years in the future.
Yeah. And they've killed off, spoiler alert, some pretty big characters so far.
Yes. Yes, they did.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't know. I don't know what to think of it because, you know, they kill off a major character.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then some of the secondary characters, we'll call them, that died in it. Like, one of them is the greatest comic book character that's been created in the last, say, 10, 15 years. And that was surprising. So I don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
You know, their representation of Green Arrow in it as well. I don't know what to expect there either. Because he seems like pre-New 52 Green Arrow when you get a glimpse of him.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's 5 years in the future, and maybe he's worked his way towards that, but he didn't... I don't know. It just... I don't know what's going on. So I'm interested, and I want more. So I guess that's good.
Yeah, definitely. And I like the fact that Terry from Batman Beyond is going to be interacting with... characters we know.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. I think that was always a good take on the future Batman type character. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to see that, you know, brought into the DC Universe proper. Yeah.
Cool.
I really like Justice League United, which was last week or the week before.
Yeah, that was a decent read, actually. I really liked it.
Umbral from Image has been really good. They're up to about issue 5, I think, is what I read last night. It's sort of like a sword and sorcery kind of book with a weird mix of characters as, like, the main cast revolving around, like, one character. She's, like, a thief. The world that they live in, there's different guilds, like a thieves guild and a trading guild and a whatever. And there's, like, dark forces from another dimension that are trying to take over. They've been trying to take over for hundreds of years. There was a big war, and now it's going to be, like, this new war kind of thing. It's been really good. It's well-written. The art's cool. The concept's good. I think that's one of the best books that Image has been putting out that's nobody really talking about.
Okay.
Image is putting out a lot of good stuff that gets a lot of buzz, like East of West stays consistently good. But nobody's really talking about this one, and I think it deserves more attention. I've still been really liking Red Lanterns. Batman Eternal's been really good.
The regular Batman series has gotten a little weird.
I don't know. I haven't been reading it.
So you were saying earlier that Sinestro was a pretty good read?
Yeah, Sinestro was really good. At the end of the whole War of Light. War of Light? That's probably not what it was called.
That sounds right to me.
Where they fight Relic, and that character they introduced during the Forever Evil stuff, he got his own cover, the holographic covery thing.
Yeah.
You know, he seemed like he was going to be a major player, but he was around for one storyline and then destroyed. so it seemed like a waste of time. At the end of that where they decide Relic destroys Sinestro's homeworld, and then Sinestro takes revenge on the... You know what? I don't even know what I'm talking about. I can't remember what
it is. That's all right.
Anyways, Sinestro kills the Guardians, a bunch of Guardians at one point, and then takes off. He's like, I'm done. I'm out of here. In Sinestro, the person who keeps all of the history and whatever for the Sinestro Corps, she finds him and says, you need to come back because there's still people from your home world alive out in the universe, and they're being enslaved. And he's like, what? And then so he goes off for... a little of his typical mayhem. But he's always been a good character since Johns took over all that Green Lantern stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they're just going to continue to build on the strengths of that character. And he makes for an interesting storyline. So
yeah,
it was a good read. Again, it was another one of those books where I'm really looking forward to the next one.
And Sinestro was pretty awesome in the Forever Evil storyline as
Absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, yeah. Exactly. And he needs to be back for a reason, so I have to explain that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And you're still liking Red Lanterns, you were saying?
Yeah, Red Lanterns is great. Lately, Supergirl's been in it, because she's a Red Lantern, mm-hmm. at least at the moment. And that's been, it's been good. It makes sense. The storyline makes sense. Now there's two groups of Red Lanterns currently in the book. There's the ones led by Guy Gardner, which we'll call the good Red Lanterns, and then there's the ones led by Atroscus, whatever. No, whatever his name is, and his cat. Just before Guy took over, he'd sent out like some rings to go find new recruits.
Okay.
So now, basically, both teams are racing to see who can find the recruits first. Because whoever's going to end up with more bodies on the team is going to win. You know, they'll be dominant.
Yeah.
So they can't let that happen. So yeah, it's been good. It's basically Space Biker Gang.
Nice.
You know, I like it.
Yeah, I recently saw what Guy Gardner's looking like now, and yeah, he looks like a space biker. Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty awesome. That's I'm cool. Waiting for the Space Biker Guy Gardner action figure. That's what I want.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
with his Hulk Hogan mustache, yeah.
That's right, and his long hair. Yeah.
Cool. What else? Jeff was raving about Cyclops. Were you into that one at all?
Well, I didn't read it. He told me I really should read it, but I can't. I can't read. I'm just not interested in the idea of these X-Men from the past and the whole shattered timeline. I'm just ignoring all of that stuff in Marvel.
Okay.
I don't like it. I think time travel stories are really hard to do well, and I think just pulling them out of the past, tossing them in the future, and then saying the timeline's broken, so we don't have to worry about sending them back, and the ramifications and their actions don't matter, is... I don't know. It just seems like a cop-out. You know, like, every time, like, on Star Trek, if something went wrong, they're like, ah, just send them through the transporter and everything will be fine. Like, that's how they fixed everything.
Yeah.
This is just like, ah, you know what? Let's just forget that we've broken the timeline and we can just do whatever we want. Two Cyclopses running around. Just, I don't know. I'm not into it. But there's no ramifications.
Okay.
You know, we got some in Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
It just didn't make any sense. So... I don't know, just not for me. So, I haven't read the book.
Okay.
I'm sure the way he explained it sounds really awesome, but I'm just not interested. And I have too many books to read, so
yeah,
that one got.
Cool. And what stuff are you looking forward to in this week? What's coming out that we can expect?
Superman Wonder Woman, because that book's always good. It's a tie-in to Superman Doomed, which also starts this week.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it looks like... It looks good. They've straight up said that the whole Doomsday stuff this time around has got nothing to do with the original death of Superman.
Mm-hmm.
No relation. You know, they said they're not going to do the same stuff, so it sounds interesting. So I'm looking forward to
that.
Yeah,
for sure.
We got Future's End number 2, which I'm excited for.
Mm-hmm.
Green Lantern Corps this week, part of a new Green Lantern storyline, Uprising, the all-new Ghost Rider, the Ghost Rider in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been reading that?
I haven't. Jeff's been raving about it, though.
The end of the second issue, like the first issue, he gets his powers and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really know what's going on. And the second issue, he decides to go out again, so he goes to get the car. As he's getting the car, the drug lords that owned it are trying to get the car, and they're shooting at him, and boom, he powers up, takes off, there's the battle, typical stuff. But at the end of it, he steps out of the car, he, like, powers down, and he looks at the car, he's like, what am I? And the car talks back, and he's like, what are we? And
whoa.
It's just like, sweet, ghost car.
Nice.
So, it,
Knight Rider, Ghost Rider?
Yeah, Knight Rider, Ghost Rider.
That sounds decent, actually.
Yeah, it's, and the art's really cool, it's a good concept, it's a good character design. It's kind of like that whole package thing. And the storyline outside of the superheroic stuff is interesting. Like, he's got a younger brother who's mentally challenged.
Okay.
In a wheelchair. Yeah, he's in a wheelchair. So, like, there's some humanity in the book. It's not just this kid beating up on drug lords.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like a whole package to the book. And then from Image, Starlight number 3 comes out, which is their, like, it's Mark Millar's... like Flash Gordon type story.
Okay.
It's been really good. He, you know, the Flash Gordon character goes to the other planet, saves the day, comes home. Well, he needs to save the day again, so they send someone from their planet to go get him, and he's like 65.
Oh, okay.
So they're like, come on, you gotta come help us. He's like, you gotta be kidding. I'm old. So they end up, you know, taking off, and that's where that issue, the second issue ends, like, them on their way out to back to the planet to save the day.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that because that book's been definitely exceeded expectations. I figured it'd just be, you know, whatever, but it's the book I feel like I got to have the next issue.
Oh, wow.
And then, not comics, but next week there's four action figures coming out, Batman, Nightwing, Riddler, and Talon, but they're all the Greg Capullo designs.
Oh, cool.
From when he designed them for the Batman books. So, really looking forward to those because Greg Capullo's art on that book, all those books, is
fantastic.
Great.
Yeah.
It's going to make for good looking action figures. I think that's it.
Oh, well, we should mention we're finally getting an afterlife with Archie.
Yes,
of course. I think it's the final part of the first storyline, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is good. And then they collect that up into trade,
yep.
And more people can read it because that book's excellent, and then carry forward from there.
Yeah, I think, from what I remember, all the zombies were gathering at the mansion in the last panel.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I read it.
Yeah, it's been a few months.
But yeah, that book, again, was one of those surprise books. So I'm really looking forward to some closure and completion to the story.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Definitely looking forward to that, and maybe Kath will get caught up on that one as well.
Maybe.
Oh, Elektra. Did you read that one at all?
Yes. Elektra was really good. The art was super sharp.
Yeah.
And the storyline was, again, very interesting, and I'd like to see where it's going.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Elektra's the kind of character that if she doesn't have anything to do, and she's just tossed into a storyline,
yeah.
It's pretty boring. This looks like she's got some goals and some stuff to do. She has a reason for moving forward, you know, with the storyline. So that's good. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's tough to write these characters, I think.
Oh, yeah. There's
pump out a story that people are going to care about. I'm invested in this one already. So.
Yeah, the first issue was pretty good. Yeah, I know what you mean. There's been some pretty terrible Elektra stories in the past, but some good ones as well.
Yeah.
Her whole last series was pretty decent, I thought.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, a while ago, early 2000s, I think.
Okay. That's probably why.
There was a terrible series in the 90s, too. Which,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's an easy character to ruin.
Yeah, definitely. And I was just admiring the John Romita Jr. is coming Superman poster, so I can't wait for that series.
Yeah, that's got to be soon. Two more issues, I think, or one more issue.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, John Romita did a sweet variant cover for Future's End number one that I didn't even notice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was pretty happy with that. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. He'll be on Superman soon. So
I'm
excited for that.
Definitely.
I think Jeff's as excited for it. But
I think I stopped reading that one when Perez left, like, way back when.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think he does a good Superman, so.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You know, Superman that looks like Superman. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, and this is his first DC work, right? Or
it is his first DC work. I don't think he signed an exclusive. But okay. I'm sure if the opportunity comes up, DC will sign him.
Oh, for sure.
It's John Romita.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't wait. All right, man. Well, thanks a lot for doing this again, as usual. And
no problem.
For those of you that haven't been to Sketchbook Comics yet, what's the matter with you? Get down here, check it out. It's an awesome store. And we look forward to talking to you again, man.
I'm sure it'll be soon.
All right, thanks, man.
No problem.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.